Good.
I'm here today with Michaela. Hi, Michaela.
Hi.
Hi. What book are we talking about today, Michaela?
The Babysitter's Club and Dawn and the Impossible Three.
Dawn and the Impossible Three. Who wrote the original Babysitter's Club? Do you know?
Anne M. Martin.
Yes. And who is the illustrator for the graphic novel Dawn and the Impossible Three?
Gail Galligan.
Gail Galligan write that one? She sure did. Gail Galligan. You got it. Nice job. All right, Miss Michaela, go ahead and tell us a little bit about Dawn and the Impossible Three.
Okay, so there are these three kids, and one's name, their last name is Barrett, and their mom's divorced. Okay. So that has a lot to do with the book. Mm-hmm. So, but I won't spoil that part.
Okay.
So, she babysits these three, Dawn babysits these three kids, and their name is Buddy. I don't know. I forgot their names.
That's okay.
Even though, yeah. But
that's okay.
They're really cute.
Yeah.
And so she starts babysitting them,
mm-hmm.
and then she learns that the mom, she doesn't really tell her a lot of things. So
mm-hmm.
the baby, Dawn was about to give her chocolate,
mm-hmm.
or brownies, and she's allergic to brownies.
Oh, no.
And this girl named Mallory, who just joined the club, she technically saved the baby.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah.
That's awesome. Is this the first Babysitter's Club graphic novel you've read, or have you read them all?
I've read them all, except for the
Christy's Great Idea. Christy's Big Day. Sorry. Whoa.
No, I read that one.
That's the newest one.
Well, isn't there another going to be another new one?
I've heard rumors that Gail Galligan is working on another one. We don't know what it is yet because Christy's Big Day just came out.
Yeah.
So that we've got to wait a while.
I feel like we should learn. I feel like it's going to be in Mallory's perspective, but I don't know. Did they make up Mallory?
No, Mallory shows up about now in the regular series, in the first series.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. I think they should do it in the perspective of Mallory.
Keeping in a Mallory book?
Yeah.
We will find out. Hey, why did you choose to read this book?
Because I read all of them except for the fifth and the sixth one.
Okay.
So I really wanted to read it.
Awesome. Which characters would you like to meet in real life and why?
I would want to meet Christy,
mm-hmm.
just because her life is very, bouncy, I should say.
Yeah.
It goes up and down.
Do you feel like you're the most like Christy out of all the babysitters?
No.
Who are you most like?
I think I'm a lot like Claudia.
Ah, you're a Claudia.
Okay. Yeah.
That's fair. What's one thing you would ask the author? Well, let me ask this. Would you ask Anne M. Martin something, or would you ask Gail Galligan something?
I would ask both of them.
Okay.
Okay, so first I would ask Gail Galligan,
mm-hmm.
did somebody ask you to write this book?
Ooh, or did you volunteer?
Yeah.
Okay, and what would you ask Anne M. Martin?
I would ask Anne M. Martin how she came up with the Babysitter's Club.
Good question. I like that. Finally, why should other people read Dawn and the Impossible Three?
I think it's very good, and it seems very realistic.
Mm-hmm.
So,
perfect.
That's why I would.
It's a good reason to read them.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else you want to share with us today, Michaela?
Nope.
All right, then we will sign off this podcast by saying
happy reading.
Mm-hmm.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.